Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Produced by American Documentary, Inc. and celebrating its 25th season on PBS, the award-winning POV is the longest-running showcase on American television to feature the work of today's independent documentary filmmakers. Thursday night on PBS, POV presents El Velador, The Night Watchman, a film by Natalia Almada. Natalia Almada is an award-winning director from Mexico. El Velador was an official selection of the 2011 Cannes Film Festival Directors Fortnight and New Directors New Films Festival. From dusk until dawn, Natalia's film follows Martin, a guard who watches over the mausoleums of some of Mexico's most notorious drug lords. Natalia Almada joins us now to tell us more. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Tell us about the story you set out to tell with your film, El Velador, The Night Watchman.
Well, El Velador takes place in a cemetery in the northwest of Mexico, in the city of Culiacán, which is where my family's from. And it's a cemetery where a lot of the big drug traffickers are buried, and they've built these enormous mausoleums. They're kind of like little houses, you know, 2-3 stories high. And so I decided to make a film there because I thought that the growth of the cemetery and the opulence of the cemetery is kind of a direct reflection of the violence in Mexico at this time.
And tell us a little bit more, in case listeners aren't familiar, with the origins of that violence, why it has escalated over recent years.
Okay, well, it's violence related to drug trafficking. And currently, I think they calculate that about 60,000 people who've been killed in drug-related violence in Mexico. When President Calderón took office in 2006, he declared war on the drug cartels, and since then, the violence has escalated. So, of course, there are different opinions as to, you know, why there's so much violence now, why it's increased so much, whether Calderón's war on drugs is working or not. It's a very polemic issue, I think, on both sides of the border. But what I was interested in looking at is not so much the politics of the, you know, the drug war, but really trying to understand and look at what it means to live in a situation of violence. And so my main character is the night watchman of the cemetery. So I never really go into the life of the big capos, the big drug traffickers, or, you know, try to analyze the why of the violence, but rather my aim was to situate you right in the center of the violence so you would understand what it meant to go to work every day in that context and to kind of experience the kind of helplessness of it and the futility of the violence. Also, I really was interested in trying to kind of portray the social circumstances which I think enable the violence to happen. So, for example, the construction workers, you know, who are 20, 23 years old, they make about 200 pesos a day, which is under $20,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they're building these mausoleums for people who've already died that are bigger than the homes that they live in. And so I think when you can see kind of that bigger social circumstance, it helps to understand why the violence happens and to humanize it so that we can also understand why someone might be tempted to enter into that world.
How did you find in your main character and decide to follow him specifically and then approach him about following his nights with the camera?
Well, my process is very intuitive in a way. I work alone, at least with El Velador. I shot the film, and I went with a family friend who was my assistant. He's someone who worked on my family has a cattle ranch in Sinaloa. So there's just the two of us. So you don't attract a lot of attention. It's a lot of patience. I spent a year shooting. And I think over time is how you kind of establish the trust and the accessibility and openness that is necessary. Martin was, I think I just gravitated to him naturally because he came every day with the sunset and left in the morning with the sunrise. So I liked the idea of this man who kind of becomes the clock of the cemetery. And I like his job being, you know, all he does is watch. And so there's something, I think, quite beautiful about the metaphor of this man watching and asking us to watch with him, and that his eyes kind of become our eyes.
How did he come to that job? How does that become his responsibility to be there overnight?
Well, he got hired the same way anyone else might. It's just, you know, they need to have a caretaker at the cemetery throughout the evening, and so whoever they hire lives in the shed in the back of the cemetery and, you know, is just keeping watch. Like a guard, I mean, it's a pretty basic job.
You mentioned that the way you the format this film would take, the way that it would work, was intuitive. Have all of your film projects so far been similarly intuitive? How do you choose the subjects and the style that you'll use to make your films?
Well, I think my process is intuitive. I don't know if intuitive is really the right word, but they all come out of kind of a little seed or an impulse. So El General, which is about my family history in Mexico, came out of recordings that my grandmother made, which were given to me.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother died a long time ago, so they were given to me, you know, by my father, and they're beautiful recordings, and I thought, well, I have to make a film. So out of those recordings, I kind of figured out how to make a film around them.
Mm-hmm.
In the situation with the Velador, I really wanted to look at the violence. I'd been to the cemetery. It's where I'm from. I really love shooting in Sinaloa. So I went back and then kind of just being open to the place, to what the place asks for. So the film is very silent. It's very contemplative. It's very slow. And those things really came out of the place itself. You know, it is a place of mourning after all. So even though the mausoleums are kind of kitsch and opulent and, you know, the whole drug world has this kind of fast, usually depicted, you know, in kind of an extravagant, almost sexy way, you know, but in my film, I really wanted to make you feel the slowness of it and the quietness and kind of the mourning of the widows and the mothers. And so in that sense, I think that the process is organic. Also, because I shoot and I edit my own films, I can really develop the film little by little as if it were sculpture, right? So I can go and shoot and then come home and edit a little bit and go shoot a little bit more and kind of let the story take shape organically.
It's showing on PBS on September 27th as part of their POV Point of View series. But audiences have seen it before then. How has the response been? How have you, what kind of time have you had communicating with audiences so far?
Well, I think I've had some incredible opportunities to show the film. It premiered at Cannes in France in the director's fortnight, and it was at the Museum of Modern Art and Lincoln Center for New Directors, New Films. And it's been traveling around museums throughout the country. So it was at the National Gallery, at the Museum of Modern Art. It's going to be at the Walker Art Center in Minnesota, the Wexner in Ohio. And it's kind of been making a really nice tour to museums especially, which I think is a great space for independent film today.
Mm-hmm.
And film that kind of goes outside of the commercial boundaries. The POV broadcast on September 27th, it's going to be a shorter version of the film. And I just think it's an amazing opportunity to kind of do a different kind of outreach to a broader audience. You know, it's public TV, which I think is really important to support. It's available to everybody, which is amazing. And the POV team do an incredible outreach, grassroots outreach campaign along with the film. So the audiences have varied a lot depending on where in the world and the context of the screening. So I think showing the film, for example, in places where they have experienced violence, mm-hmm. it touches people in a very different way, whereas showing the film, you know, in kind of a museum context, it fits more into kind of an art conversation. But this is something I like a lot. I think it's, you know, people often ask, you know, what is your goal or your mission or what do you want audiences to get out of your film? And at this stage, for me, I feel like the beauty of showing the film and showing it in so many different places is that everybody responds differently, and some people, you know, connect to the slowness of it, some people connect to the visual language that's used, some people connect to the content behind the film, and to me, that's actually quite interesting.
Natalia Almada, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you very much.
Natalia Almada's film, El Velador, The Night Watchman, is part of POV's 25th anniversary season. It receives its national broadcast premiere on Thursday night. To learn more, visit pbs.org/POV. The film will stream on that website from September 28th to December 30th. pbs.org/POV. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.